Hi there. The word for you today is stop complaining. In Numbers 11 verse 1 we read, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. Now if you think complaining is no big deal, let me read this scripture to you more fully. When the people complained, the Lord heard, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them, and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. A wise man once said, I complained that I had no shoes, until I met a man who had no feet. Think about it. God has blessed each of us in 101 different ways, and he doesn't want to hear us whining. What were the Israelites complaining about anyway? The Bible says adversity. Now, for some of us, adversity comes through illness. For others, it's a faltering career, or not enough money to pay the bills, or a family situation that happened years ago, and now we're left shouldering the responsibility. Some of us, let's be honest, just made poor decisions earlier in life, and as a result, our plans fell apart. Now we're struggling with marital problems, blended families, and the consequences of our choices. We all have to deal with some level of adversity in life. We each have something in our life that God doesn't want to hear us griping about. Understand this. It's hard to live with adversity, yes, but when you keep complaining about it, you forgo the very grace you need to get you through it. By choosing to complain and cling to the image of a perfect life, you forfeit the grace that's available to you, the very grace that can bring you victory. So change your thinking. Get down on your knees and pray this simple prayer. Lord, I want to change the landscape of my life. I want it to be different. I want to experience the joy you've promised to those who leave the wilderness of ingratitude and complaining and move into the promised land of praise and thanksgiving. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? That's a prayer. God will answer, and the answer will change your life. Okay? That's the word for you today.